Hello everyone, this is Michael. 欢迎来到实用有趣的小咖英语。今天呢，我们要和 Brandon 老师探讨一下关于下雪的一些单词。因为最近呢，下雪了，下得很大，全国很多地方都下雪了。听说今天这个腾讯新闻刚刚弹出来说下了暴雪，有的地方的积雪达8厘米厚。8厘米在美国算不算很厚的雪了？
不算。
不算，那有你们那边的雪哦。Brandon 老师说你们家乡经常下 雪，比较冷是吧？你们那边下雪都会干什么事儿呢？
I usually go skiing. I really like skiing, 滑雪. That's my favorite sport.
Skiing，S-K-I-I-N-G，skiing 是指像那种穿雪橇从山上往下滑的那种吗？
一般是。We also have what's called cross-country skiing. Cross-country skiing. And cross-country skiing is on flat ground, and that is when your skis are your their skis are only attached at the toe, and then you can lift your heel off the ski and you can scoot yourself along. That's called cross-country skiing. But what I do is called downhill skiing, 下坡的。
那哪一个更 popular？
Probably downhill skiing,
Downhill
yeah,
skiing。
or alpine. Downhill slash alpine, it's kind of the same thing. So you can also say alpine skiing.
What does alpine mean?
Alpine means mountains.
Mountain.
Yeah, so alpine
It's
means
all.
mountain.
It's also downhill
It's
skiing.
also downhill. Yep.
明白了。所以注意一个细节啊，我们以前学过这个单词，滑雪说 skiing，但是Brandon 老师把它说更具体，你可以说 downhill skiing，就是说
Skiing.
往下从山上往下滑的这种滑雪。但不会有 uphill skiing 吧？你不可能往上滑，所以就。
Yeah, uphill skiing. You can in cross country skiing, you can go uphill if you need to. It's more difficult, obviously, but you can.
Cross country skiing，
Yes.
你说它是一种鞋穿到脚趾头上，所以你的脚后跟可以抬起来。
Yeah. So you, but your skis are long, so you have long skis, and the bottom of the skis have small, we call scales. So there are things on the bottom of the ski that prevent you from going backwards. So they make you go forward, but you can't slide backwards.
明白了，就是有另外一种雪橇比较长，
Yep.
然后它下面的那种设计让你不可能往后滑，只能往前走，所以你可以穿着那个往上爬。
Exactly.
那为什么是 cross country skiing？ country 在这里什么意思？
So cross country, basically what it's saying is you're so cross, go across, 过去, and then country is basically just saying the land. So flat land, so small hills, flat land. We can also say that is the countryside or country.
明白，所
So.
以就是说，country 在这里表示的是一块地方，一个平地。
Exactly.
cross 我们通常说的是交叉的意思，那这里 cross 是指的是穿越，走过这些地方，
Yep.
所以走的比较远，这是 cross country skiing。所以有两种 skiing 一种 downhill skiing，一种 cross country skiing。
Skiing.
小孩子会更喜欢哪一种？我看应该是 downhill 吧。
I think it depends. Yeah, when I was little, I think, or my favorite was definitely downhill skiing, alpine skiing.
它有什么特别的地方吗？彼此之间都有什么特殊的地方？Downhill skiing 哪一点好玩？Cross country skiing 哪一点好玩？
Yeah, so skiing, cross country skiing, if you want to do it in more of a what we call back country setting, somewhere where it's just kind of there's not a lot of people around. It's just you and whoever you go with. The thing about cross country skiing is it's the easiest when there's not a lot of snow, when the snow isn't tobia ho. That's when it's the best. The opposite for cross country skiing or for downhill skiing, excuse me. Downhill or alpine skiing, I think, is the most fun when the snow is tobia ho. That's the best when there's a lot of snow. It's really deep. So downhill skiing, we often go when the snow is really deep.
明白。那我之前在山上滑雪，我总是摔倒，有没有一些建议？能不能不让我摔倒？为什么我总是摔倒？
I think when we're skiing, at least when we begin skiing, we're often scared to say what's called commit or to attack the hill. In English, we say attack, 攻击. So in English, when we're saying 攻击 the hill or attack the hill, mm-hmm. it means commit to going down the hill. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to go down the hill. And I think that is the problem with most people when they're learning to ski, is they're afraid to go down, so they fall backwards. Because they don't want to slide down with their skis. They're afraid that they're going to get going too fast. So that's probably what I would say.
Brandon 老师说就是很多人滑雪滑到一开始滑得不好，老摔倒，是因为我们总是担心往下走速度会越来越快，然后我们的上身就会往后倾，所以就会有向后摔倒。你说的太对了，我每次就是害怕收不住，因为速度会越来越快，你最后不知道你怎么去 stop。
对。
那到底应该怎么 stop？ 如果我能掌握 stop 的技巧，我就不会害怕，我就会加速。
Right. So in skiing, there's two different ways to stop. There's so when you're on your skis, they're both facing forward. So and we say when we're teaching people at the beginning of how to stop, we say take your skis and make a pizza, a pizza shape.Like a pizza, like a piece of pizza. So if you make a pizza shape, it's going to slow you down or even stop you. Also, when you get more advanced, when you get more experience, the way we stop when we're, when I stop, when I ski, for example, I stop, I slide to the side. Yep, I slide to the side.
You turn right or turn left?
Turn right, turn left, and I'm sliding, so like that. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
对，所以有两种 stop 的方式啊，一种就是刚才说像 pizza, why pizza, use pizza, 就是说你的那个雪橇前面呢要交叉起来、交叉起来像一个 pizza 一样、也要像一小块 pizza 一样，这是一种形状，这是一种让你先减速的
right,
对吧、
exactly.
但完全停下来还有另外一种很酷的方式，就是你酷酷的平行的一向左或向右一转，跟这个山的这个横着去平行，你就不会往下去走了
right,
你现在都可以做到吗
right, yeah.Yeah,
很潇洒的，不用去 cross。
Yeah, 不用去。
那初学者看来是要 cross。我看到有人在教的时候，他一开始就要求你不一定完全 cross， 但是是这个前面相对的方向，
yeah.
这样会 slow down、让你慢慢的往下走。
Yeah. Yeah.
但那样真的很累，然后可能有时候稍微如果不是 cross 的这种形状，如果是直着的话又加速了，然后又害怕、
right.
又会摔倒。
Right, right.
好，这个我就明白了。好，那关于 snow， 先一开始讲到 skiing， 是因为冬天了，很多人都想去滑雪。把这个单词呢跟你的外国朋友去讲一下，有三个单词，请 Brandon 老师再读一下关于这三种 skiing。
So we have downhill skiing, which is the basically the same as alpine skiing, and then there's the different variety, the different kind of skiing on flat ground called cross country skiing.
好，三种 downhill skiing, alpine skiing 和 cross country skiing， 这个呢文本上我们都会放出来，大家去好好查一下这三种，其中头两种是一样的，对不对
？Right.
好的，那么关于 snow 还有其他的一些单词，比如说最简单大家都知道下雪了，我们会堆雪人，所以叫 snowman。 那么雪花怎么说呢？ snowflake。 flake， what does flake mean？
flake means a small flat piece、so yeah, you can say anything from a snowflake to a flake of paint. If a flake of paint comes off the wall, that's also a flake.
I know a cereal band.
Yeah.Flakes,
对它
exactly cornflakes.
对 cornflakes, 你去吃那个麦片的时候，上面有 cornflakes, 就是玉米片的意思。
Right, exactly.
对，所以 snowflake 就是雪花，我们说雪花。但是不管什么样形状的雪花，我们都能叫 snowflakes.
Right, right.
好 ，snowflake, flake, f l a k e, snowflake. 好，那额外呢补充知识 ，Brandon 老师要教大家两个单词，一个是 snow angel， 一个是 snow day。请 Brandon 老师解释一下这两个词。
Okay, so snow day, the meaning of snow day means we get a day off from class or from work because it snowed too much. And transportation to work or to class, to school, is too dangerous. Or there's too much snow on the road and they haven't had enough time to move all the snow. This happened in my hometown growing up. Not a lot, but maybe once every year.Because in one night it would snow too much, and then the next morning the snow plows, the trucks that need to push the snow off the road, they didn't have enough time to get the snow off the road before school started. So I didn't have to go to school, so I would stay at home and have a snow day. We call that a snow day.
明白，就是雪下太大的话，学校是可以 不上课的。
嗯，
通常是一天不上课，还是可以一周不上课？
一般就是一天。
一天啊，
嗯，
可以今天不上课，所以今天因为下雪下太大不上课的这一天，可以说 snow day。
Right.
所以你可以跟你的朋友说 I had a snow day。
嗯，
啊，他就知道了，你们因为下雪而停课。
嗯，
我们咋就没那么爽？下再大都得去上课。啊，还有一个词呢，叫做 snow angel。Angel 大家都知道天使的意思。那 snow angel 下雪天使这是什么意思
？Okay, so when we make snow angels is something that small kids usually like to do. It's fun to. What they do is they lie down in the snow on their back, and they wave their arms and their legs back and forth. And then when they stand up, they look at the shape that was made in the snow, and it looks like an angel because it looks like a person that has wings and is wearing just kind of that angel's robe that angels wear. So it looks like an angel in the snow, so we just call it snow angel.
明白了，就是你们可能在美剧上、电影上可能看到过，孩子在这个要求雪就比较厚了。
Right.
对，躺在比较厚的雪上，这个雪最好没人踩过。
Right.
对，躺在上面，然后自己的双手呢去上下的摆动，把雪拨开，腿呢也要去动。那这样你再站起来去看这个形状，就像你长了一双翅膀，然后下面呢像天使的那个小裙子一样，
嗯，
所以就是像一个天使，所以叫 snow angel。那你刚才一说到动腿，我才明白，我以为如果光是动手的话，我想为什么不叫 butterfly， 对吧？
Right,
对吧？应该像一个 butterfly，
right, right.
但是他既然说到动腿了，我就明白了，动腿了的话，你的腿打开成大概45度角，然后慢慢的这样就形成了一个像裙子一样的。
Right.
哎，这个我试一下，
exactly.
但我们这边雪太薄了。
yeah.
好的，所以我们学到另外一个词 snow angel， 这个在国外可以以后看到外国小朋友在玩的时候你可以说到这个词啊。来，我们复习一下 snow angel， snowman， snow day， snowflake。 好，那还有一个词 Brandon 老师刚提前给我讲到了，这里有个 powder， powder 在我们这里平时讲是粉的意思， p-o-w-d-r， powder。 那在这里跟雪有什么关系呢？
Okay, so powder is it has to do with skiing. SoSkiing and powder, 有关系。Skiing, we often like to go skiing, downhill skiing, this is downhill skiing, when there's a lot of snow, and when the snow is very light. For example, if it snowed the night before, then the morning of, we like to go skiing because there's a lot of very light new snow. And that light new snow we call powder. We call that powder. And when you're skiing in the powder, it's really fun. It feels like you're floating on a cloud.
So you mean the snow was like, it's thick.
Yeah, it's very
but
deep.
It's not
it's light.
Hard.
It's light.
It's light.
It's very light.
明白了，就是那个刚昨晚刚下了雪，这个雪会比较厚，但这个雪并没有人还没有踩过，所以是很轻的，
对，
是很松散的，所以就像 powder 一样。像大家知道，我们去打雪仗，打雪仗怎么说？ Snow fight.
Snowball fight.
Snowball fight. 啊，你看打雪仗它。英语要详细的是要说是像先捏成雪球
，right？
那我们是不是 snowball fight？ 我们就得把先比较 light 的雪，比较这个 powder 的雪，先去压实，对 ，make it harder，、
right.
然后弄成一个硬硬的雪球再去打。所以以后说到这种比较厚但是又很轻，完全还没有被踩过，很松散的这些雪，我们可以用 powder 来形容 powder。
Yep.
好。那最后呢还有一个词叫做 snowball fight， 这个就不多说了，就是打雪仗啊，我们叫打雪仗，各种不一定是雪球，可能也还有什么东西。我们有时候打雪仗，说到打雪仗可不一定是用雪球打，可能直接就把你抱摔扔到地上，就这就叫打雪仗了。好的，今天呢关于下雪就讲了这么多单词，希望大家好好复习一下，尤其是滑雪这一块，还有那个 snow angel 和 snow day， 这些小知识都非常的地道，非常的重要。好，感谢您的收听，欢迎下载本节目并转发，请大家添加我的新浪微博小咖 Michael， 欢迎加入百度贴吧小咖吧，跟咖啡豆们一起学美语干货。特别感谢本节目赞助商汉奇英语，跟专业外教一对一学美式口语，请到汉奇英语学习最高性价比的外教课程。好，谢谢 Brandon 老师。
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Hope you all come back next time. See you.
Bye bye.